1997, 3,000 young adult novels were published, but by 2009, that number had increased to 30,000. And if anyone thought the end of Harry Potter would pop that bubble, American sales of young adult titles increased 75% from 2010 to 2011. We haven't had a corresponding population explosion, nor have American teenagers suddenly transformed en masse into bookworms. The surprising truth is that grown-ups are reading YA fiction in droves. Why? There are a few possible answers. For one thing, pop culture is youth culture. Some people are reading these books just to keep up with references to Team Jacob or Quidditch. For another, advances in e-readers mean anyone can read anything without flashing a telltale book jacket. But perhaps the biggest reason America loves YA is that it asks the big questions in a simple, direct way. Harry Potter, over the course of more than 4,000 pages, explored love, family, identity, and the rise of fascism. And paranormal romance might sound cheesy, but the love triangle the Twilight series examines through that lens bears strong resemblance to the one in Edith Wharton's The Age of Innocence, with a sex change and a dash of the supernatural. This may dismay writers and readers of so-called literary fiction, and there will always be a place for Jonathan Franzen or Jennifer Egan, but while teens are unlikely to identify with the malaise of middle class, middle age, everyone remembers what it's like to be a kid. Some of us seem to miss it.